Comic book creation tutorial. Become an artist right now. Drawing is not something you try to learn. Drawing comes automatically as you work on your comics. It won't take very long before you are doing freehand panels, but don't start with drawing, because art will only give you what you want if you give it something it wants. Art wants creation, long stories, lovely stories. But above all, art wants you to enjoy yourself without making any sacrifices and without becoming frustrated. You can't just sit at home all the time practicing how to draw. You have to live a beautiful life too. Only then will art give to you. To give art something to begin with, you will need to make a trip to the pet store. The reason we pick the pet store is because the toys there are not treated very well. They get torn up and eaten, to say the least. So we will save a couple. Once you have your dolls or models, get a camera with a tripod. Give them a nice bright background and light up the scene so that it looks sharp and colorful in a photo. Take a long time to do your first photo shoot. Pose the dolls together, use sticky tape, use a wire to give them interesting and novel positions. Try to copy movies like Superman. Try to arrange them so that they speak with energy or with emotion. Once you have 20 to 50 nice and interesting pose photos, get them on the computer and project them on a canvas with a digital projector. Go big. A single panel in a comic book should be the size of a painting. In fact, it may become a painting. It may sell for more than a painting. You may end up getting into a gallery or hanging up your works at a coffee shop and then selling your comics there. Now trace your projections. When making cartoons, the outlines should be very thick. Almost twice as thick as the inner lines, maybe even more. There's a magical trick you can do here if you choose not to paint the eyes yet, but this is somewhat advanced and you should leave that for later. If you take the time to create a library of eyes, then you can stick them on your canvas using magnets. This will change the mood of your scenes and give you some wiggle room, and create an interesting work of art. But don't worry about that at first. Leave this idea for later. Once you have a few photos painted on paper with acrylic paint and outlined with acrylic markers, you go into a second photo shoot. But here you take pictures of your paintings, not the dolls. Imperfections and textures give art soul. Each and every one of your scenes will come to life as you arrange them to tell your story. As you have guessed by now, the sequence in which your story is told is second to the panel art. It is a little bit like shooting a movie first and then having the movie editor create an interesting story out of it. It is a little backwards, but each and every one of your panels will be an independent and beautiful work of art. All you have to do now is add some speech bubbles and then text, and you would do this on the computer because it's easy to edit. If you feel that you are missing a scene, just draw it on paper to make a note and have another photo shoot with the dolls later on. Of course, you don't have to use the dolls. But if you use a real kitty cat, you will get scratched. And if you have your friend's model for you, you will have to pay them. If you want something silly and personal, take close-up photos. If you want an epic comic, you almost don't need models, as your photos would have to capture an enormous background, enormous trees or buildings, skyscrapers almost. In epic photography, a model can be just 1/10 or 1/20 of a scene, but you will, of course, still need close-ups for dialogues. In short, first you take photographs of your models, then you paint them on canvas with the aid of an art projector, and then you take photos of the canvas. This is the process of digitizing your artwork, and then adding text and publishing it, be it web or paper. You can upload it to the internet as a webcomic, or start putting together an entire comic book. Give art your love of creating things, and art will give you the inspiration, practice, talent, and skill to finish all your works.